Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now, if He isn't yours, He wants to be. He can be. In fact, He came to be. Luke 19 and 10 tells us the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And if you began this day in that category, you can end it up in the right category. You can end up in the save category if you just put your trust in Christ Jesus. Hey, listen, I hope this finds you well. I do know that it finds you blessed in so, so many ways. And my, I'll tell you, friend, listen, I don't believe our journey's very long. Do you? I don't believe we've got much further to go as we travel this road from earth to heaven. I just don't believe we've got many days down here. And you know what? I rejoice about that. Breaks my heart to know that maybe you'll be left behind, and maybe too many people that, well, anybody can be saved. They choose to be. According to the Word of God, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And listen, He died for the whosoever wills of this world, regardless of what the hyper-Calvinists say. There's going to be people that are going to miss out, friend, not on the only thing in eternity, but truly the best thing in eternity. Now, I've opened my Bible to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, chapter 26. I'm going to read a couple of verses there, probably 17 and 18. And I'll share a little message God has laid on my heart. I trust that it is a blessing. I really, really do. I don't know if I'll be able to communicate what I feel in my heart and what I see in the Word of God, but I'll do my best if you pray for the glory of God and trust it'll be a blessing to you. Until then, Debbie's got this song she's going to do. Oh, it's a great song. The title of it is Spring of Living Water. So you enjoy the song, and as soon as Debbie gets done, I'll meet you back here in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis chapter 26 with the message. Enjoy.
From the
like that. Don't you? Now listen. If you're lost and undone, listen, your well is dry. You don't have anything to satisfy. You have nothing to refresh you. You have nothing to cleanse. You have nothing, friend. It's empty. It's barren. It's cracked. It's parched. And oh, look, listen, Jesus is that well of life. He's the water of life. And if you drink of Him, I guarantee you'll be satisfied. Oh, you'll start drinking at a well, at a fountain, friend, where the glory comes out. And you'll never stop. You'll never stop drinking from Him. And yet, every drink you get will satisfy you. Isn't that amazing? It'll satisfy you. Now look, it'd be a good message to preach to the lost on that today, without a doubt, the way my heart is. But can I tell you, I'm talking today to believers. You, sir. You, ma'am. You've been in a dry place. Maybe you are in a dry place. Hey, listen, I believe we all have been in some degree in this crazy time of pandemic. What's going on in our world? We turned the news on, the radio, the TV, and listen, I hate to say this. I'm not trying to be critical, but I am trying to be honest. We hope to get some good news. We hope to get some kind of honest report of what's going on. And I'll tell you, friend, there's so much deception. There's so many lies being told. There's so much propaganda out there that it's depressing. It's discouraging. I'm telling you, things are not going to get any better till the Lord comes. The Bible said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 that in the last days there will be men, be deceivers that are deceived themselves, deceiving and being deceived themselves. And we got to continue. Thank God. We've got to continue. So in the book of Genesis chapter 26, if the Lord will bless, I want to read a couple of verses right here very, very quickly. Verses 17 and 18, the Word of God says, "And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again." Notice that word, Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Here's what I'm going to talk to you about today, and there's so much to be said. Oh, how I pray that God would bless this message, and I'll be able to communicate it in a way that would edify you, sir, stir you, ma'am, and yet bring glory to God all at the same time. I want to talk to you. I would encourage you, listen, to just keep digging. Let's just keep digging. Thank God. Let's just keep digging. Hey, don't you think that's a good encouragement? That's a good admonition. That's a good exhortation. The Bible tells us that we ought to provoke one another. That's what the Word of God teaches in the book of Hebrews. And I like to do that. I like to provoke you, sir, ma'am, listen. Oh, I know it's been dry. I know it's been challenging these days that we've been in. Listen, friend, let's just keep digging. Let's just look at what Isaac did. You know what he did? He began to dig, thank God. He began to dig the very places. He began to dig the very places that his father Abraham had dug. We're living in strange times, I think. There's a lot of people that are trying to dig new wells, digging them in places, friend, that they're not finding something to satisfy. They're looking for something new. You know what we need? We don't need anything how that's new. We just need something that's so old, when people get a hold of it, it seems brand new. We need to do what Jeremiah said. We need to go back to the old past and walk therein. Oh, thank God. Listen, I'll tell you what, that old song comes to me. It was good enough for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. You know what Isaac said? Isaac said, listen, if it's good enough for Daddy Abraham, if it's good enough for him, that God called out Ur of the Chaldees, made him an amazing promise, promised him to give him a land and a posterity. He said, it's good enough for me. If those wells satisfied Daddy Abraham, surely they will satisfy me. And you said, what brought him here? Well, look, old Isaac, he had got himself into a bad place. I mean, listen, if you look at verse 1, and I'll come back to this, this chapter starts with a famine in the land. And you know what? Many things start that way, but let's look at the messages. God has stirred my heart. Hey, can I tell you what? Can I tell you what? Look, little was said about Isaac. I mean, this 26th chapter is the most that we have about Isaac in the Word of God, and yet he lived, if I remember correctly, longer than his daddy, longer than his brother. Isn't that amazing, friend? I mean, compared to the other patriarchs, what we have about here is little, but it's very, very significant. We know that Abraham is known as a man of the altar. We know that Jacob is a man of the tent, but listen, Isaac is a man of the well, thank God. In fact, as you read the history, the record that God has given us of Isaac in the Word of God, you'll find that he was connected with the well about 7 different times. Isn't that amazing? Well, that's a message in its own. That's a truth, friend, that'll produce many, many wonderful things. You say, what's a well, preacher? Well, in these days, friend, of city water and county water, works and all that kind of stuff, not enough people know what a well is, but it's an amazing thing, is it not? I'm not going to explain to you all about it. Let me tell you this. I do know that a well is different than a cistern. A cistern is a place that gathers water that is the result of a rain. But a well, do you know what a well is? It's a well that speaks of life. I mean, to tell you, it speaks of something that's refreshing. It provides refreshment. I mean, it's a place you can be cleansed and you can be cooled even. It's a place where you can find satisfaction. And oh, friend, don't we need that? Don't we need that? Those of us that are in Christ, don't we need that refreshing? Don't we need from time to time that cleansing? Don't we need, friend, that life that comes from the well of life? Don't we need that set of satisfaction? And if you're lost and undone, you need all of those. You're looking for it in the places you go, the things that you try, the relationships that you have that leave you so empty, leave you discouraged, leave you despondent, leave you in worse shape than you were when you began. You know what you need? You need that well. A well, friend, listen. Speaks of a spring, something that's replenishing, something that is just not stagnant. And listen, the water holes of this world, the water holes that Satan has his people drinking from, I'm telling you, they're filled with disease. They're filled with death. They're filled with destruction. You know what they do? They never satisfy. I'll tell you what you can drink. You can drink yourself completely full, and when you become full, you'll find that you're totally empty. But listen, friend, even for a child of the King, like it begins in verse 1 here, and that there was a famine in the land. Even when there is a time that's challenging, a time that's unique, when God puts us into places to test our faith, I'll tell you what, listen, we can just keep digging. Thank God. Thank God. The Word of God tells us that there was a famine in the land. You know what? Friend, listen. This is God's working. That's exactly right. I mean, to tell you, listen, it was God's plan. Hey, listen, this season that we've been in, this season that's been built around this COVID issue, it's been trying, hasn't it? I mean, to tell you, it seems like it's been a long time. Seems like it'll never end. There's lots of questions going on. Can I ask you something? What's behind this government of ours wanting all of us to get vaccinated? What's behind that, friend? Hey, I'm going to tell you what my spirit says. I'm going to tell you what I believe. It's not a good thing. It's not for us, I'll tell you, in the long run. Listen, you want to get the vaccination. That's not a problem. It's probably a good thing. It's probably safe. I don't know that. They say that it is. But what I'm saying is, why do they want to push everybody to get a vaccination? Even people like me that's had the COVID have natural antibodies in my body that are better than the ones they tried to formulate in a lab. But notice what he said in verse 2 and 3. Listen to what he said. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt and dwell in the land which I will tell thee of. Now watch this. He said, sojourn in the land, and I will be with thee, and bless thee, and for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Hey, I want you to look though. Now notice God said in verse 3, you sojourn there. You're there just temporary. You're not going to stay there. You know what? I want to shout right about now. It's in this season that we've been in, this season that we are in around this COVID thing that's setting us up for the last days, that which is going to come upon the face of the earth. Can I tell you, friend, listen, we're just passing through. Thank God we're not staying here. God's got a better plan for us. Hey, God said it's temporary. It's temporary. But look what He said in verse 6. And Isaac dwelt by Gerar. Now Gerar was a halfway place. Bless God, down to Egypt. And the sad thing is, God told Isaac to sojourn there, but Isaac put his tent stakes down. He began to dwell there. Do you know what? If you're one of those persons, listen, you're saved and on your way to heaven. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've been sealed by the Spirit of God. You've got the witness of God within you. Your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, sir, ma'am, listen, don't settle down. Bless God, listen, we're pilgrims and strangers. We're seeking a city to come. If we're pilgrims, we're on our way home. If we're strangers, we're away from home. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Thank God. Listen, God told Isaac, He said, you just sojourn there, son. Don't get settled down. Don't get settled down. But listen, friend, he was as close to Egypt as his can be. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, look at all the problems that he had. I mean to tell you, look at all of the problems that he had with men. I mean to tell you, friend, listen, his enemies did their best to discourage him, to deter him, to defeat him. I mean to tell you, listen, they got on Isaac in every way they could. But hey, can I tell you what? Though we've got enemies on every hand, you know what? If he just kept moving, he kept digging. And please notice, friend, thank God before it was all over with, this man Isaac who was called of God, chosen of God, blessed by God. You know what he did? He recovered all the wells his father had dug and been refreshed by. Hey, and you know what else he did? He found some new ones to be. Hey, the Philistines filled up those wells, did they not? They were the enemy. If you look at verse 15, how the Bible says, for all the wells that his father had dug, talking about Abraham, in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines stopped them and filled them with earth. Ah, look, friend, our enemy, we with the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we've got them all over the place, friend, and they're not for us, they're against us. But listen now, listen to what happened. Listen to how gracious God is. Although he dwelt there, I mean to tell you, although this man by the name of Isaac dwelt there against God's saying, I sojourned there, God blessed him. Isn't that amazing? If you look at verse 16, you'll find just how God blessed him. I mean, not verse 16, where's it at? Verses 12, 13, and 14, excuse me, you'll find that God blessed him in an amazing way. Isn't that amazing? That's just like God, isn't it? When we're not faithful, God always is. But oh, look at verse 16, I believe it is. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. You know, even down in a time and a place where Isaac was not to dwell, God, listen, God showed His sovereignty. God used this enemy of a man by the name of Isaac to say, get out of here. You don't belong here. Hey, friend, one of these days, we're going to hear, thank God, a trumpet. We're going to hear the shout of the voice of the archangel. We're going to hear the voice say, come up hither. And we're going out of here. Thank God. Now listen,
I'd like to be able to read verses 17 through 25. I really would. I'd like to be able to read verse 7 down to verse 14 if I could, but I don't have time. But let me tell you, there's some great things in verses 17 through 25. I mean, it's rather amazing. Can I tell you what they are? God used obstacles in the path of this man by the name of Isaac to get him to the place where he ought to go, so he wouldn't settle down, so he wouldn't put his tent stakes down until he got to the place that God wanted him to go. Read those, friend. Everywhere you turn around, Isaac dug a well, and the enemies came to claim it. I mean, they came to take it from him. You know what old Isaac did? He just said, listen, I'm not supposed to be here anyway. Hey, listen, I'm to be a pilgrim and a stranger. I'll just move on. He didn't fight. He didn't get upset. He just moved onward. He just moved upward. Hey, you know what? You know what Isaac did? What he did was amazing. And that's what we ought to do, friend. We ought to learn from his example. Regardless of the place or the enemy. Hey, I'll tell you what. Regardless of the accusation or the objections, you know what we need to do? We just need to keep digging. We need to keep moving upwards. We need to keep heading home. We need to keep heading the right direction. We need to keep heading home. Hey, listen, he just kept finding what he needed to be refreshed, to be refreshed regardless of the enemy. I mean to tell you, he kept the right focus. It was on home. He kept facing in the right direction. He kept faithful to the character that he had. Oh, and look, if you will, verse 9, you know where he started, or 19, you know where he started on his way back home? In verse 19, it said, Isaac digged in the valley and found there a well. Do you know what? Friend, you can find a well in your valley, regardless of where you're at. God will bless you. God has blessed you. Whoa, He wants to bless you. Hey, He can't help but do that. Do you know that? He can't help but do that. But I can't help but wonder. I just can't help but wonder how that every new well that Isaac had to dig, if it didn't get a little bit easier. You hear me? I'm telling you, friend, listen. I couldn't help but wonder if the next well that he dug was a little easier than the one before, where he got those springs of living water that Debbie talked about. Oh, I want to read some more, but I don't really have time. But I'm going to, if you look at verses 23, I believe it is, through 25. You know what God did? God appeared to him. When he got back into Beersheba, God appeared to him and he blessed him. And here's what I want you to look at, verse 25 in closing. I need another 30, 40 minutes on this message. And when God blessed him, listen now. When God blessed him, began to multiply. And when he got back to Beersheba, listen, he built an altar, number one, and he called upon the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent there, number two. And look at what he said finally in the end of that verse 25. He digged a well. I believe it was the freshest water that ever drunk. I believe it was the sweetest water that he'd ever put to his lips. I believe it satisfied him more deeply than any drink that he ever had. I believe it refreshed him. I believe he bathed in it, it cleansed him. I believe, bless God, listen, it quickened him. Oh, I believe it cooled him. Hey, listen, friend. If you read on down in verses 26 through 33, you'll find when Isaac got back to Beersheba, into that land that God told him to have, you know what he did? He took care of his enemies. Oh, Abimelech and the others came to him. And listen, they made a covenant. Oh, I want you to know something, friend. We ought to just keep digging. We ought to just keep looking. We ought to keep digging. Bless God every chance we get. Hey, there's refreshment in this book. There's refreshment by the grace of God along the way. Oh, I know it may be sort of a famine in the land, spiritually speaking. Churches are trying to get back. Some of them are back better than what they used to be. Others are still struggling. But hey, can I tell you, can I encourage you? Just keep digging. Keep heading the right direction. Keep the right focus. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, we'll be home before long. Keep facing in the right direction. Stay faithful, friend. Stay faithful, and I guarantee you, God will bless you. Hey, get down to an altar. I mean, mean to tell you, repair that altar. Build you an altar. Get back before God. Would you do that? I mean to tell you, listen. Hey, God's listening. God's watching. God's blessing. So let's just keep digging. Let's just keep working. Let's just keep watching. Let's just keep waiting. Thank God, listen. We're almost there. I don't know about you, but I think I can hear the songs being sung. Think I can see the lights from that city. Hey, friend, let's just keep digging. We don't belong here. This is not our home. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours. And you are